Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast.
Boo, 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 boo.
I love that. My name is Jason.
And my name is Jordan. This is the parenting podcast where myself and Jason talk about our lives as dads. The good, the bad, the challenges and the wins.
George, how's the week been?
Bonfire weekend.
Woo, 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 woo.
So if you're an international listener, every year on the 5th of November, here in the UK, we have something called Bonfire Night, where we celebrate a foiled terrorist attack.
it's true.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
Someone tried to attack the government building. We got there.
With the government.
Yeah, we got there first, and now we celebrate by letting off fireworks, which is what would have happened. There'd have been explosions. So instead of letting them happen, we did them ourselves in a celebratory manner.
Is that another conspiracy theory? Did it really happen?
Did it really happen?
I don't know. I assume so.
Was he like, was he coming after the mainstream media?
Was he a scapegoat?
They needed to shut...
He was the next Prime Minister.
They needed to shut Guy Fawkes up.
Yeah.
So they made up a very elaborate story. So yeah, that's what we do. Every it's got legs. Every November we let off fireworks, we have big bonfires, and it was bonfire weekend this weekend. So Jason, what did you get up to?
This weekend? What did we get up to? So I work on Sundays.
Yeah.
I'm a minister, and this week I was speaking at a different church.
Hmm.
So my daughter stayed with my in-laws.
Smashing. On Saturday night?
No, just Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
But like even doing church with, usually Noah comes with us and it's like a bit of a palaver. But this Sunday just me and Em went away and it was lovely.
Nice.
And then obviously bonfire night was coming around. And so we opted for a little family get together, just a small impromptu. They bought fireworks, let's just go set them off.
Yep.
It was nice.
Smashing.
Yeah.
Because you said a few weeks ago, bonfire night, not for you.
I don't like the big events. I think that's just in general. But bonfire night in general, usually the fireworks bit is like 5 minutes max.
Yep.
Unless you're going to like London, you're going to see the massive show.
See big bangers.
So you're doing a full night out for literally 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's just confusing to me. But it was lovely. My nephew was going, phew, pop.
Oh, nice.
It was very cute.
Yeah, that is cute. Yeah, lovely. We had a little friend gathering. I think, cast your mind back to last year. I think I told this story that the firework didn't shoot off into the sky. It just exploded in front of us all. So we tried again with more success.
Nice.
And it went off. So yeah, everything was great. Nobody got hurt. No bruises, nothing. Yeah, smashing.
Nice. I like fireworks.
Yep.
It's the event side of things.
I mean, now I've said it out loud, nobody got hurt isn't really a shining review. That's It's how you judge an event. But no, it was lovely. And the kids love the fireworks and they love doing the sparklers. And every event becomes about the kids, doesn't it?
Did you have any hangover from... Did you have a late night? As in, was there any hang-ups from the kids from a late night on Monday morning?
Do not drink and bonfire. No.
No. Oh, no. We had a scorcher this morning. This morning? Yeah, this morning.
Really?
Wow, yeah. So we did the fireworks like an hour away, maybe 45 minutes. So we put her to sleep in the car and drove home.
Change of routine.
But then she woke up when we got home and she had a terrible night's sleep. Honestly, I have not slept properly for like... This doesn't sound a lot to someone with new kids, but 7 days. I've had complete broken sleep, like 4 or 5 times a night, and I am ruined. But this morning, I put my daughter in the car to go into preschool, and she lost it. She completely, absolutely freaked out, lost it. Was fighting, wouldn't let me like put her in the seat. So eventually, my wife came, like calmed her down. What was wrong was she was getting upset because she was quite tired and she was concerned that she wouldn't finish her lunch at preschool and she didn't want the teachers to be mad at her.
I mean, it's lovely, but also like what goes through their heads?
And I was, thing is though, this sounds so bad because it feels very selfish, but if you've got kids, you understand. While the meltdown was happening, I just left the freaking out in the car. My wife was there, so it wasn't myself. Just sat in the front seat of the car and just sat there for 15 minutes.
Just chilling.
Just like, I need to calm down. It's stressful.
So for a bit of context for the listeners, it was meant... We're at my house.
We are.
It was meant to be my turn to drive to you today. And I said, what time later on? You said, I'll come to you. I said, no, it's my turn to come to you. And you said, I could do with the drive.
And that's like the relentlessness. Because like, I'm a massive introvert. I need my own space. But when you've got a full weekend and then you don't have any downtime because we got back, we were so tired. That's it. You wake up and you're straight dealing with kids again.
Yeah.
And it was, so today was my day to go to work, look after my daughter in the afternoon. And it was like just constant. I had no space just to chill.
To quote, could do with the solitude.
And what lovely solitude it was. Yeah. I didn't even listen to music. And no podcast, said, nothing.
Silence.
Honestly, it was, ah.
I was like, are you sure? And you put, yep, I'll come to you.
Genuinely, it was like, as soon as I got on the motorway, it was like, just nothing. And part of it is I had no responsibility other than just to get myself here.
Yeah.
My wife's at home. She's got the hard job looking after my daughter, putting her to sleep. Thank you. Thank you, Emily,
for listening. We're working hard, yeah, recording a podcast.
But it was like, ah, I could just, no expectations. And like the week has been a bit rough as well. Like my wife told me not to say this, so she's probably right. But I had some blood tests that come back this week and I've got something wrong with my kidneys. My legs are just too small. Yes! Em said that joke would not fly.
Oh, that has flown.
It's a slow burner, isn't it?
Oh, mate, that's so good.
But in truth, I actually did have something wrong with my kidneys.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. You told me beforehand you had something wrong with your kidneys. Now I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, that is true. I actually do. Nothing major. They're not getting, like, not falling out, but... It's just like stressful. Lots of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the solitude, the drive was good.
Well, meanwhile, whilst you were driving in your solitude, I was putting our 2-year-old to bed. And we were tag teaming because it wasn't straightforward. So thinking about and talking about toddler things that you just can't quite get your head around, I put my socks on my daughter for bed. The next time I saw her, the socks were not on her feet. They're on the floor. It's like, why have you taken socks off? Because she asks to put them on. I want socks, pink ones. So you get the socks, put them on. The socks are then on the floor. The next time I see her, the socks are on her hands, pulled up to her elbows. Like socks for her arms.
That's genius.
Not gloves. Not just gloves. Like full. And so she was like that. She was going like, I can't do it how she says it because she can't speak. But like we know what she's saying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That, yeah.
Asked me to get in the bed with her. So I get in the bed and she just starts going like this on my face with her weird hand socks. Because you know, they've got like the little bobbly bit on the bottom, like the rubber.
Little grips. Yeah.
Just like touching my face with it, rubbing my... I was like, okay, stop doing that now. And then you arrived and saved me.
Just before I left to drive here today, we'd already done like most of bedtime routine. We'd done bath time. We'd done our little, like, we do a little prayer. Then I usually leave and do story time. Then that's it. Bedtime happens. I went downstairs. And before I was about to leave, after I packed all my stuff, I just heard like this little scurrying in the living room. And then I just heard from upstairs, Em go, can you just bring Noah back up, please? And she was just sat like, in the dark, in the living room, just hiding. So, I wonder if she's asleep yet.
I wonder. So let's have a live update. You send a text. I'll read a message. This message has come from Lee. Now, we just need to give Lee a big shout out. So, Lee's message says, love the pod. I've binged it twice now. Keep up the good work.
Binged it twice?
Twice.
Oh, Lee. That's amazing.
Oh, Lee. Prince Ali. Yeah, shout out to you, Lee. That's
amazing.
That's commitment.
That's a long time. There's like 68 episodes.
Yeah.
That's like 40 hours.
I think that might be number one fan, Lee. I think that might be top tool, Lee. No, you can't call someone a tool. So yeah, shout out to Lee for that. He replied to one of our stories with a guest suggestion, who we will try and get on. But yeah, said that he'd binged the pod twice.
That's fair play.
That is fair play. That is fair play. Lee, if you want recommendations for other podcasts.
Yeah, I've got a bunch.
There are others.
I struggle enough like editing it. I'm like, oh, come on. I've heard this before.
Me too.
I've got a not a touchy subject. We mentioned it either the last week or the few weeks ago that like we're approaching Christmas.
Yeah.
Like what is an appropriate level of gifts for your kids? Like, it'd be really helpful if we had like a mass parent meeting and we all just went, right, let's set a budget.
Yep.
Let's set a cap. Just
£10 limit.
Yeah. Yeah. £10 limit for the family.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get you far now, but
I wouldn't.
Like, my daughter's now entering the age where she understands what Christmas is. She has stuff that she wants and it's like, Christmas is expensive.
Mm. Yeah. Especially for adverts. Our kids now, well, when the adverts come on, we'll go, I want that. But they just say it for everything. So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Christmas, man.
I have no idea how you approach that. Apart from just from affordability.
Just Santa. See what Santa's got in his workshop. Just lie.
Just lie.
I don't know. Christmas is takes on different dimensions when you become parents, doesn't it?
Yeah. A lot of admin.
A lot of admin. A lot more excitement. There's a lot more positives as well.
I enjoy Christmas far more now.
But also, so for example, and this isn't me again moaning about like money and being a parent is expensive. My car went in the garage this week and they phoned me. They said, we found the problem. It's going to be £600 to replace, to fix. My first thought was, it's Christmas next month. Now, a few years ago, I wouldn't have been bothered. Like, well, you know. But now I've got the kids, I'm like,
yeah.
And I was considering like not repairing the car till like New Year. But yeah,
that's a Christmas present. The car still works.
Yay. Let's go for a drive.
Christmas drive.
Not far though, because petrol's mad. But do you know what I mean? It's just one of those. A few years ago, it had just been like, right, repair it. And then, you know, say to my wife, I'll maybe, you know, not buy each other presents or whatever.
Yeah.
But now with kids, like my first thought, why can't I say it? My first thought, it's the bonfire hangover. It was just like, oh, the kids.
It's tough because like I'm not so concerned. I'm not concerned about me. Like, and when it even comes to things like comparison, I don't care. Like other families, I'm not bothered. But as my daughter gets older, like comparison's a huge part of like being kids.
Yeah.
Like it's like it's a huge measuring stick, and it's really difficult. Like if kids feel like it's unfair, and it's how do you even articulate that for kids that can't understand stuff?
Yeah. 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 But then they don't understand that anyway.
No.
It's like, say she'll go to preschool on the Monday after Christmas. I don't know when it is. And they're all like talking about what they've got.
They have no idea.
Yeah. I don't think there's any sort of monetary value comparisons going on.
Yeah, to be fair, I think my daughter thinks she owns the park near our house.
Yeah. There you go.
She doesn't, just to clarify.
I own that park you go to. So you can take your baby Annabelle.
Leave the toy. Off you go. Joe, we've had another message.
Go on. That was a great question, though. That was a great point.
That's from Em.
Oh, lovely. Cheers, Em.
This message from Georgie. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I hope you're both well. You well, George?
Do you know what? Yeah.
Good answer. I'm just popping in with a quick bit of kid logic for you. So my one-year-old has currently been sleeping through constant fireworks earlier tonight. Didn't hear a peep from him, but woke up when I came upstairs to go to bed. Make it make sense.
I can't.
Kid logic, I love that.
Kid things. 1 year old as well. Yeah. Just doesn't make sense.
The thing is though, like, I'm baffled from day to day at the moment. So my daughter's three and everything is becoming a fight. From the, oh, do you want a sandwich? Yeah. Oh, I didn't want them cut that way. You all always have them cut that way. I wanted to do it. I'm not giving you a knife. Like,
yeah.
Everything is like, just want to do everything, and anything you do is like, I wanted to do it differently. Like, I'm experiencing like the three-nager.
Oh man,
description.
Yeah,
but like kids in general, just kid logic. I love that terminology. Kid logic is just so bizarre.
So this happened to me this morning. I've said this before. My son his speech has always been quite good from an early age. He's quite bright. So my expectation of him and his understanding is probably higher than it should be.
Mm.
So when he has a bit of a little meltdown about something, I'm thinking, come on, why don't you get this? Yeah. But he's just turned four.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly reminding myself. So this morning, he didn't want to put his coat on because it was warm inside. He didn't quite understand that it's cold outside.
Hmm.
So I was going, put your coat on. No, I don't want. I'll put it on when we get there. Like, well, put it on now. When we get to the car, take it off. Like, just put your coat on. Because I'm getting late now for work. Obviously, he doesn't understand what that means.
Yeah, and that moment is so frustrating as well. Like, yeah. It's an ongoing pressure, and it builds.
Yeah,
rapidly.
So I'm going, you know, put your coat on. Otherwise, I'm going to have to come and do it for you. Like, either way, the coat's going on. You can put it on, or I can put it on. I don't want it on, so I was like, right, I'll come and put it on. So like now we're having like a little wrestling match. Try to put his coat on, and he wanted to do it his way, but he wasn't doing it. So like. He's like, I wanted to do it like this. I'm like, but you weren't doing it. And like, it's one of those things where like kid logic, it was weird to me that he couldn't understand, you do it now, or like you'll do it in 5 minutes and it won't be as pleasant for everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, that's obvious.
Of course it is.
But to a four-year-old, I expect it to be obvious because his understanding is normally really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a tricky one this morning.
It's tough. It's difficult. Like, I do find it difficult when you've not had a lot of sleep, when you're getting frustrated and like your kids do something which isn't like naughty, but it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not intentionally being naughty, it's just frustrating.
But then they're not listening.
Yes.
When you've been asked three times, then becomes something
that was a bit too enthusiastic
could,
there.
Could be considered naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That resonates with me. Don't know what to do. It was really funny the other day. I was driving my daughter to preschool. A lot of my conversations now happen on that drive. It's 20 minutes.
Okay. So
it's a good chunk of time with a three-year-old. And she was telling me that one day she's gonna drive the car. She's going to have a yellow car. And this came out of nowhere. She said, I'm going to have an electric car.
EV, oh, yeah, nice.
Great. Didn't realise that was even a thing.
Responsible.
How forward thinking. And then she went, but it's going to drive itself, so it'll be fine. I was like,
Yeah.
Like, someone like exposed her to Tesla? Like, can't afford that.
It's going to be yellow and it's going to be a Model S. And
need to readjust your expectations. But she was like, it was the thing where she was, oh, when I'm an adult, I'll drive you to soft play. I was like, ah. Oh,
that is lovely.
That's really nice. And then she's like, and then I'll wait as we, and she's got a little doll called Mimi. She's like, and we'll put Mimi on the slide. And it's that idea that like when you're a kid, you think being an adult is amazing. Because you're like, I get to do anything I want. I remember when I was like in school, like primary school, going, I cannot wait to be an adult because I can skateboard every day. I didn't skateboard then.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a skateboard. But this whole concept of like, when I'm an adult, I get to do what I want.
I've got a message for any toddlers listening that think being an adult is great. It's not.
For all the toddlers listening, Peter Pan was right.
But you can't fly.
It's overrated.
And you can't.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lose your shadow. Sewing the shadow back on. Even as a child, I thought that was stupid.
I was really confused by that as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, odd one to me.
And I didn't understand there was like a thimble, which was had some sort of significance, and I could never figure it out, and I still don't. No idea.
The thimble, is that not where the pixie lives? What's her name? Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell?
Which version of Peter Pan do you remember most? I remember Hook.
The OG.
Rufio.
Rufio, yeah, Rufio's good.
Yeah.
But no, it's the like, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly. That the one.
Old school Disney one.
Yeah.
Ah, so yeah, mine's Hook.
Yeah. Hook's good though.
Hook.
Like, Hook stands up as a
as a movie, film. Man.
Yes. Yeah.
Quality.
Yep. It does stand up. Dear me, gotta be excited. Gotta be excited about the Hook there. I've got one. So, kids coming out with random things. My four-year-old Luca said to me the other day, Daddy, for my birthday, which is August, so a while off, I want one of those. And he's, for those of you listening, he started pointing his finger. I want one of those at a ding-dong. And I went, you want a doorbell? He went, yeah, that's it. One of those.
Where's he going to put it? She's going to carry it around.
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those, like, being an adult's awesome because you get to have a doorbell.
She wants it on his bedroom.
So ding. His auntie has got a Ring doorbell.
Nice.
Both aunties, actually. He's got three aunties. Two of his three. Nice. I forgot about one. But yeah, so I'm guessing he wants a Ring doorbell because he likes speaking to it.
Yeah.
He likes even a little messages. So maybe it's that. But I just didn't expect when he said, oh, I know what I want for my birthday in 9 months.
To be a doorbell.
For it to be a doorbell.
I just wonder the process that he's gone through to like lodge that as a, I want one of those. I found it. That's the thing.
Yeah. But the other day, so his birthday's in August. The other day, he said to me that on the day of his birthday, one of the parents was ill, so we went and picked up their daughter early and she came around and played and stuff. We were just walking around and he went, Jen was poorly on my birthday. Yep.
I'm fascinated by how much kids remember.
Yeah.
When do you lose that?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have it now.
I just started recalling it as well, randomly. I'm like, yeah, she was. What's made you think of that? I don't know. But there you go. He wants a doorbell for his birthday. And will he get cross if I buy a doorbell and put it on our door? That's me having a doorbell.
Does he just want you to upgrade to the Ring doorbell? Is that what he's saying?
Maybe.
He's just tired of the analog.
Yeah, he's throwing shade on my knocker. So we have had a potential top tool. Potential top tool.
My throat is giving up.
Yeah, mine's feeling raspy as well.
It's just come on as well.
Well, today is Monday, and we are doing our live show at IKEA on Friday. So let's get the lozenges.
That's true.
We'll have a lozenge party. So this, I saw this on Instagram. It says, "Dear Donovan, I tried to come in and get your tooth, but there were so many toys on the floor, I tripped and fell. I'm going to come back tonight. Please make sure your room is clean so I won't hurt myself again. The Tooth Fairy."
Well played.
Exactly.
Well played.
Well played. I'd love to know if that worked, if Donovan did indeed clean his room.
So I heard something outrageous this week.
Oh, go on.
Apparently, the going rate of a tooth is a tenner.
£10?
My exact response.
What are we talking, like gold wisdom tooth?
Yeah, exactly.
One of those ones with a little... Do you remember in early 2000s? Female hip-hop artists would get a little diamond on their tooth.
I don't remember that.
Do you know? Maybe I dreamt it. But I'm going to go for...
£10 a tooth?
That is... My kids are getting a pound.
See, this whole conversation started because me and my wife were talking about pocket money. Off the back of our last episode, we spoke about pocket money.
Yep.
And so we were like, let's do pocket money.
Yep.
And it was how much do we give? And she started at one end of the spectrum and I started at the other.
Yeah.
She started with the internet and I started with, I wasn't given any pocket money when I was a kid, so 2p a week sounds reasonable.
2p? 2p or not 2p?
But if you Google it, there was someone that said a pound for every year they have a week. And I was like, I am not. A pound for every year they have. So if they're 10, they get £10 a week. I'm that's too much for a 10-year-old. Mm. And then obviously inflation, all of that sort of stuff. We've landed on, she's got a star chart. We've landed on 10p a star.
Okay.
Which on a good week, what's she'll get max? £2.50.
Solid.
On a week like this week, currently, she's going to get about 50p.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Teaches you the value of money and hard work.
And every time we go shopping, usually she'll want to go on a ride, because they've got rides everywhere, shopping centres now. And so now it's you haven't got your stars, no pocket money.
Yeah.
It's a winner. But £10 a tooth.
They've got a lot of teeth, man.
Must be a Tory tooth fairy. I am not political in any sort of way.
I'm trying to get inflation into a tooth joke, but I can't.
Shrinkflation.
I don't know. Nah. There's no wisdom being used. Nah, I don't know. No. That's the only tooth I know.
I actually want to know, have you done the tooth fairy yet? Have you lost
No. Teeth? No, no.
What age do kids lose teeth?
I don't know, but there's always that kind of weird phase where...
It's like wobbly.
Yeah, and they look at this, and wobble their teeth. And then they've got one tooth missing, and then their teeth start to grow, and they've got one actual tooth, and then just a stub of another tooth next to it.
Yeah.
Kids look so weird when their teeth start to fall out and grow back at different rates.
They all look feral.
It looks so odd. So yeah, no, not dealt with that yet, but there will be £1 per tooth.
£1 a tooth?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that seems reasonable.
Yeah. £10 a tooth?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's all the kids are in collusion. They're all going back home. Harry got £10.
Yeah, go home, tell your mum you got a tenner. None of them actually have, but now they're all getting... Do you know what? These kids are genius. completely unrelated. So last week I had a bit of a mind fart around the moon landing.
Yes, what's this week?
So this week, went to Nando's with my family.
What's the conspiracy here? Do I need to get a tin
foil? There's no conspiracy. There's no conspiracy. I just want you to settle a debate.
Okay.
So went to Nando's with the family. Lovely evening. If you're not familiar with Nando's, it's a chicken shop, in essence.
They do amazing chicken.
A chicken restaurant is and probably...
I would appreciate a black card, Nando's, if you're listening. If you don't know what that is, don't worry.
Shout out to Nando's. Can't go wrong with a Nando's.
Yeah, it's a staple.
Yeah. It's a staple. Mm. You know what you're getting, and you know it's going to be amazing. Exactly.
What's the debate?
So I went with my friend Jake once. Big Jake. Shout out, Big Jake. And it's not ironically named Big Jake either. He's a big lad. And he's tall. He's 6'4". He's not... His BMI is wonderful.
Thank you for the clarification.
And so I go to Nando's and I order mostly the same thing. I'll get a butterfly chicken, medium.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get chips, sweet corn or macho peas, something along those lines. But I will also get ketchup for my chips. Big Jake thinks this is odd. He thinks it's weird. He... To the point where he sent a picture of me with the ketchup.
Why?
To his fiance, saying, like, look at this clown with his ketchup. Where do you stand on ketchup at Nando's?
They have it in the restaurant.
They do.
If they didn't have it, they wouldn't be intended to use it.
And it's glass.
Not like you're bringing your own. It's like you're sitting down.
Oi, oi.
Some pocket ketchup. Keep this for good occasions.
Hit flask of ketchup.
Trust me, well, whatever it is, recipe 58 or something, 57.
Is that daddy's? None of that nonsense.
I'm all for it.
It's in a glass bottle as well, so you've got to do the whole, like, yeah. Slapping, and then nothing, like, clapping the ketchup.
Applauding it. Well done.
Oi, oi.
Yeah, all for ketchup. You're, with the
there
Nando's.
We go, there's one.
It depends, like, on one the chips. I don't put it on the chicken.
No.
It's just chips.
I don't order a plain chicken and have it with ketchup.
It's just ketchup belongs with chips. It's not like you're a child who has ketchup with everything.
No.
It's just, it goes with the chips.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
Yeah, but I don't like the sauce, the medium sauce on its own. That's a bit too spicy. Mm. Like it on the chicken.
What I do like is Peyronaise.
Do you like Peyronaise?
Mm.
Yeah.
Our first podcast meal was at Nando's.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the the ad revenue. We saved up for 6 months. And we got ourselves a Nando's.
That's actual fact.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got the one expense to prove it.
So little things, eh?
Yeah, all for ketchup.
It's the adult version of a doorbell.
I really want a Nando's now.
Oh, mate, I could eat another one.
Oh, the sunset burger. It's an English muffin with thighs, cheese and chilli jam.
So do you mix up your Nando's order?
No, I've got a few that I'd rotate.
Do you? I had a whole chicken once and I ate the whole thing.
Fair play.
We'll take the lot.
It's rumoured.
Shout out to Hermione. So yeah, that was just...
That was Harry Potter that said that.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. I love Harry Potter, so...
Even still though, shout out to Hermione.
Harry Potter's an interesting topic. With kids. So, this is strange. I know I'm an adult and I like Harry Potter. It's fine. I accept it. I didn't read the books until I was in university. But my wife is Harry Potter too. We're fans of Harry Potter. But it's like the books are written to start at like 11 years old. And then each book comes out the year after intended to be read by someone of that age. It's like 11, 12, 13. So on. I've seen parents and heard stories where they're reading kids at like 3-4 years old Harry Potter. I get quite scared.
So it wasn't intended for that age?
No.
Mm.
There was. I literally read something the other day where they showed one of the Harry Potter films to like a class of like 4-year-olds. Like that's scary.
Yeah. When what's the professor called that's got Voldemort living on his head?
Quirrell.
Yeah, like that. I imagine for a 4-year-old that would be a bit, bit odd.
But like my daughter watched like cartoons and something will stand out and it will scare her to then like expect them to understand some of those sort of concepts.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
Do you remember in the 90s, like when Harry Potter came out and like all the Christian parents were like, no!
Yeah.
No! You'll watch your Disney films.
Were you allowed to watch it?
No.
I was allowed to watch the first Harry Potter when it came out on video?
I mean, looking back, I do understand it, and like, not to go into a massive debate into the dark arts, as we'll call it, but like spiritual realms and all that kind of stuff. I understand it. It was unknown. It was new.
Yeah, you didn't know what we're dealing with.
Exactly. I do get that completely. But no, I wasn't.
It's that concept that often people fear what they don't know.
Yeah.
And then I think when a lot of us realised, oh, it's just a story.
Like, yeah.
Fair. It's not like, here's a book on how to be a wizard.
Yeah. But then that feeds into the whole Halloween debate.
Is it
a little bit of fun, or is it just, or is it unknowingly a celebration of all things evil?
I don't know.
There you go.
For the Christians, it's a big debate topic, isn't it?
It's a big debate topic. It's not one for now.
I don't know what the answer is.
Because I am shattered.
I'm a professional Christian and I couldn't give you the answer.
I'm a professional Christian. What does that mean? Me? Amateur. Amateur Christian.
Not made it to the big leagues yet. Last week we mentioned the topic of co-sleeping.
Oh, co-sleeping is a big one.
I'm going to say it now. Co-sleeping sucks. Not recommended for anyone.
By whom?
Me. If you're toying with the idea, don't. Now listen, I understand it is lovely having cuddles. It is. There's nothing quite like it. However, we did not forward plan to still be almost like sleep training with a 3-year-old that has no bounds on coming into our bedroom.
Because it's habit.
Habit, but also it's
normal.
You just see, there's no privacy.
Oh, okay.
Read into that. We have one child. We'd like 2 at some point. That's not a good combination.
If you want a brother or sister, you get back in your bed.
Honestly, it's another logistical admin nightmare.
Admin?
Yeah.
Your wife's a lucky woman.
Got a schedule.
What's on the spreadsheet tonight? Nothing.
Listen, don't have the spreadsheet.
Because Noah's in the bed.
All I'm saying is just think twice before you delve into the realms of co-sleeping.
Are you happy for that to go on TikTok?
100%.
Is Em happy for that to go on TikTok?
She's escaping the idea.
Oh man, no, it's funny because it's true.
It's just we are in the stage now, and I think I've said this before, where she doesn't stay in our bed every night, and it's like, oh, I actually quite miss it. Like, it's, we adapted to it. It wasn't terrible. We didn't co-sleep from the beginning. Like, it was just part of, through loads of hospital visits and loads of stuff that happened, she fell out of routine, and that was the only way she could sleep. And it was like, okay, fine. This is cool. She doesn't start on our bed, but she ends up there.
Mm.
Now she's getting big where it's uncomfortable. And it's like, you need to go stay in your own bed.
Yeah.
But it's the, yeah, it was nice while it lasted, but now I want my bed back.
That's childish. I'm so sorry.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was just, you know, it was nice while it lasted.
Before?
Oh, dear me. On the topic of, let's call it bedtime admin.
Oh, that's made its way into my vocabulary from now on. Bedtime admin.
Bedtime admin.
Love that. Very family-friendly version.
We're talking about having a stage invader once. Like, have your kids ever ran in? Or, like, appeared?
No. We've never had that.
Well, I was talking to some friends that don't have children, but they do have a dog. And I won't name them, but they said the dog not only got into the bedroom, got into the bed under the covers during admin.
Oh
yeah,
it's a legitimate concern for parents. Like, you gotta fit it in. But when you got kids knocking about,
yeah, you don't get much. You don't get much time to yourselves.
No,
no. And even at night time, if you co-sleep,
I don't think that's I don't think that would be a top tool that wouldn't be appreciated.
Well, as Jeremy Clarkson used to say on that bombshell, it is time to end. If you are a new listener or you've never got in touch with us, please do. There's a fly.
It's got a tag.
Speaking of stage invaders.
Harry Potter.
Expelliarmus. If you want to get in touch with us, please do at Parenting Tools Pod. It's weird because IKEA's happening today, so we haven't got to push it anymore. We haven't got a say.
Yeah, so next week's episode will be the recording from IKEA.
Keep your eye out.
Whether or not it goes well. So if there's no episode next week, assume no more live shows.
And no more Nando's.
Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, if you're listening from another place other than the place that we are from, send us a message. Let us know.
If you're an international listener, tell us where you live. I'll tell you what else we've not had for a while. Voice note. Send us your voice notes because we love to hear them and we love to play them out.
I think we need a voice note jingle.
Send us your voice notes.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.